The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hello, peoples. Look at this. Another wonderful start to a work week.
Hooray.
Yay, with your favorite radio friends.
Yeah. TJ, you're looking, when we turned on the cameras this morning, I thought I was looking at Timothy Chalamet. You're losing so much weight.
You're thin as a pin.
Thin as a pin. You're going to blow away at some point. We probably need to tether you down like a Halloween inflatable so you don't just go flying out of your own studio.
Well, that is a good idea because I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, and then I appreciate it. Thank you. But I have, like, I'm at the halfway point of the amount of weight that I'm supposed to lose.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, that's what people say. But what's happening now is I'm trying to start, you know, I have started and I'm trying to build muscle up. So then I don't know how that's going to skew the number for the weight loss that I'm supposed to reach, because if I start building muscle, then it's not going to show up on the scale as losing weight.
Right.
But I don't care about that. Yeah. I don't care about that at all. But yeah, I have about another 30 pounds to lose.
Wow.
Just on the number part of it.
We're not going to be able to see you on this screen and be like, where is TJ today?
Oh my God. And then, what we were talking about, Friday is, how wrinkly I'm going to be. I got that to look forward to. I'm ended up, you know, looking like Clint Eastwood.
No, it's not going to be that. I mean, no. But you're going to, but what would you rather have? That's what I always think.
I don't know. It's like I said the other day, it's a deal with the devil. I can make you skinny, but you're going to be super wrinkly. You know, it's kind of like the devil granting someone eternal life. And then the next day they get sentenced to life in prison.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Exactly the same.
Well, I know what I'm picking through and through.
Yeah, you pick skinny, wrinkly.
Skinny, wrinkly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. It's not even a point now where I'm having to fret over what I'm eating or anything, because I just do it. Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy it. There's nothing that I did cook something the other night that I enjoyed, because I can have real food at night. For dinner, the rest of the time I'm eating what they have, like their protein drinks and their, you know, they have oatmeals and things like that that are on the plan. But the other night I made Salisbury steak.
Oh,
ooh,
You
can have that, huh?
Yeah, the way I cooked it, you can, because I can have fat. I'm supposed to have a fat with every meal, so that would be the oil that I use, the olive oil to brown it and all of that. And then I just did beef broth and sauteed onions and mushrooms over the top. Mm-mm.
Tear that up.
Yeah, it was really good. So good.
Well, you can have things now that you enjoy just tweaking them. So that's good.
Yeah. And it's only because I'm such a fantastic chef that I can make these things palatable.
True. I get that.
I'm kidding.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regans, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
I love these kind of stories. There's a guy in Italy, he's 70, and he had an accident on his job 50 years ago that left him blind. And he's been living his life for 50 years, just making it through the world as a blind man. So he has been receiving basically what our system would call disability payments, workman's comp, that kind of stuff. That's how he's been living for 50 years. And in that time, he's collected over, let's say it's about $1.6 million in disability payments. So the people in charge of all of that stuff got a call from somebody and they said, just want to let you know, don't tell anybody you heard this from me. But that dude's not blind. So this is one of the jobs that I've always thought would be so fun. A private investigator that follows people to get information about insurance fraud. So they followed him and they see him walking through the streets easily, going to stores and shopping, you know, doing the whole thing and actually, you know, showing that he is not at all blind. And so now he's been arrested.
Dang.
He basically stole, he frauded the government out of over $1 million through the years.
Yeah.
So 50 years he's been sitting on his lazy butt pretending to be blind.
What a piece of crap.
Yeah.
That is diabolical.
It is.
Yeah. And one thing that I really liked about this, you know, in Italy, that I think they refer to them as the financial police. So the financial police got tipped off to this guy scamming the government.
Wow. That's crazy.
But it's like those private eyes who are following those people who, you know, they're drawing a disability check or insurance and all because they say that their back is hurt and they can't work anymore and all that. And then they'll get footage from them from across the street carrying a big bag of shingles up a ladder.
Yeah.
You know, putting a new roof on their house and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
That would be so fun to bust people doing that.
Oh my God. It reminds me of that movie with Adam Sandler where they fake Chuck and Larry or whatever.
They oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Being together and the insurance guy keeps coming to make sure they're a gay couple or something.
God. Oh my God. But see, and the beauty of it is that the private eye never has to even confront them. It's not even one of those deals where they walk up and go, well, hey, we see that you're putting a roof on your house, but it says here that you're basically an invalid and draw payments for it. What do you have to say for yourself? They don't even do that. And it's not like Chris Hansen rolling up on somebody. They just go take the information back to the insurance companies and all. And they say, here's the proof that he's not too disabled to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dying to know what they saw him doing that tipped him off. I mean, what was he doing? They're like, nope.
Well, the one thing he was walking through the streets and stopping and talking to people and shopping. And I think one thing said that they saw him dancing with somebody. As he was going out, he's just like stopped and the person was dancing on the street. And he stopped and danced with him. He wouldn't even have known they were dancing if he hadn't been able to see them. Busted.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Thank you.
I don't know. Is Mary Kay Cosmetics still a thing? Do women still go around selling Mary Kay?
Yeah. I know a lady that has the pink Escalade and she's had it forever. And she is like top. Even went to dinner with the Mary Kay. With Mary Kay.
No, like whoever Mary Kay is, she was with the top tier level people.
Yeah. Mary Kay actually died a long time ago. So maybe the CEO of Mary Kay Cosmetics, maybe now. Because I remember somebody made a joke when Mary Kay died and said that all eyelashes will be at half staff.
Oh, she said this was like over a decade ago, but because she's older and she's in my neighborhood. But she said I was sitting with her and she was such an inspiration.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Well, yeah. Apparently there's a crazy story out of Ohio. A woman was going to get a new car and she went on the lot and they had one of those pink Mary Kay Cadillacs and it wasn't an Escalade. It was a sedan style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she said, and I never sold Mary Kay, but my mom and my grandmother did. And I knew when I was looking for a new car, I had to get this Mary Kay car and it was pink and it still had Mary Kay written all over it.
Love it.
She, she also happens to be an influencer. So she shares on her TikTok, hey, look at my new car. I've always wanted a Mary Kay pink Cadillac, and now I got one. Well, another woman in Ohio had been saving up since she was 9 years old to purchase a Mary Kay used vehicle. She calls up the dealership and said, did this influencer just buy that car? I've been saving up since I was 9 years old. I hope she dies. I mean, like, lost it that they had sold this car to a woman that she felt wasn't deserving enough to have one.
Okay, well, if you've been saving since you were 9 years old, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the ship has sailed.
Yeah, and you didn't even know that this one was available.
Yeah.
What were they supposed to do? Figure out somehow telepathically that you've been dying to have one of these since you were 9 years old and contact you and say, hey, we just got a used Mary Kay car in here and we're going to hold it for you.
Yeah, she said she
was so stupid.
Wild.
It was on the lot for 2 months, and I guess that's when the first person saw it, and she had already been saving up for one. But yeah, right. Like, they have any, you know, like, they're knowledge. Supposed to know every. Yeah, exactly. Do you have the knowledge or anything like
that? I'm telepathic. Hang on. I'm getting, somebody wants this.
Well, I thought you were going to say she was livid because the woman just bought it and didn't earn it. She didn't win it, which is the way you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
She also complained in the voicemail that this woman. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's stolen valor, you know, riding around acting like she's sold that much Mary Kay when she really didn't.
You know, I'd be doing that too. I'm top salesperson of the month.
She said this, she did actually bring up that point. She goes, this influencer's never worked a real day in her life. Her family was just in Turks and Caicos. I mean, it was like really an ugly voicemail, but the dealership ended up sharing the whole thing on TikTok. Like, they don't care at all.
Yeah, she didn't know a thing about this woman. She never worked a day in her life. And I mean, that sounds like a true Marxist.
Yeah, trash.
Like a crazy person. And who knows?
Turks and Caicos. She doesn't deserve my car that I didn't even know about and that I can't afford.
And secondly, you want a pink Mary Kay car? Calm down.
Yeah.
Trashy. I mean, no offense to people that drive this.
But if you just want to buy one,
yes,
not earn it. Yeah, I get it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So Riggins was just telling us about this psycho woman who found out that an influencer bought a used Mary Kay Cadillac. And then she threw a fit because she'd been wanting one since she was nine and saving money and called the dealership and left a nasty voicemail, but didn't even know that it was available for sale. And it's just crazy. But you know, a lot of people have beef with Mary Kay. The old school Avon ladies, you know, they used to say that Mary Kay was just a ripoff of Avon.
Yep. My grandmother being one of the first original Avon ladies.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the whole concept was you privately sell cosmetics and things to women. They order them from you and they get delivered. Just the exact same way Mary Kay works. But Avon was doing it already. Mary Kay came in and I guess they focus more on just the makeup rather than, you know, the other things like Avon has. Avon had a little jewelry as well and things of that nature. I just remember my mama always had that bottle in the bathroom with the three interlocking S's that went vertically up the and down the bottle. And the three S's stood for skin so soft. Skin so soft, bath lotion, bath
oil.
Whatever you put in the bathtub, yeah. But it didn't bubble.
Did she have the green bottle or the pink bottle?
The green bottle.
Right? The green was the top seller, apparently. And also, you could use it for mosquito repellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my grandmother, my Nana, used to always have those little tiny white lipstick samples from Avon.
Yes.
In her drawer.
Yes. I used to take those from my grandmother's house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They also had this perfume that was so strong, but it was so popular. And I can't think. think of the name. But
Avon is still kicking. There's still people, you know, selling Avon.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Rob said his mom used to sell it. May still sell it. I'm not sure. Tech D Rob.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's as popular as Mary Kay, but
no.
Then again, I don't know if Mary Kay's very popular.
And I know some women who sold Mary Kay just because they sold enough to where it made sense for them to get the discount on their own products that they use. You know, kind of like guys who sell weed, really.
Yeah.
It is like that. A lot of guys that you buy weed from will tell you that. I'm just doing it so I can smoke for free. And it's like, hell yeah, dude, you're the next Jeff Bezos over here.
Genius.
Yeah.
Smoking all your product. Mm-hmm. I do. I signed up to do Mary Kay when I was 22. One of my good friends sold it, and she's still high up. Started. She now has like a brick and mortar store for mm-hmm. Mary Kay. But she was like, "Listen, just get the discount." I was like, "I don't even like y'all's products. Like, what? I was trying to make big bucks right now."
Well, if you'd have stuck with it, maybe you'd have made something of yourself.
I'm terrible at it.
What, selling?
Yeah, people would be like, I don't want it. Okay, cool.
Your sales pitches, you wouldn't want to buy any of this, would you?
You don't know.
That's the way I would sell things. Like, yeah. I hate to bother you, but they're forcing me to ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you want to buy some of this stuff? You wouldn't, right?
TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Ooh, that fall crispness is in the air. Love that crispness. I love it. I love it. I love it. Lindsay was a witch this weekend. A pure, from what her husband says, she was just a complete witch all weekend.
When did y'all talk to him? I think he says that every weekend. Yeah,
we just assume that's what he would say.
True.
So you had your the children birthday party where you had to dress up for the one-year-old's birthday party, dress up in Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Then you had the women's witch party, and then you had the thing at the mall for the whole family. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So how did the witch party go?
Oh, it was the most fun of the whole weekend.
That's what I figured.
You want me to just tell you what we did? Because it was a lot of activities.
Yeah.
So when we got there, everybody got a witch hat, their very own witch hat, and a witch cape. And we obviously ate. But one of my favorite things we did was make a special potion.
Mm. Oh, my God.
But you know how I know that we're moms and, like, you know, in that age range? I walk in, I'm like, oh my God, we're going to make a potion. Like, is it going to make us feel like, you know, younger, like more alive? Like, is this going to be like a, you know?
Yeah.
You know what it was?
What?
A potion to help with the sick school season.
Oh.
She's like, so this is going to have apple cider vinegar, onions, jalapenos. This is really, when you're feeling sick, you need to take a teaspoon a day and it's going to make you feel better. I'm like, and I look around, everyone's like, yeah.
Oh God. Onions.
It's horseradish, garlic, honey, onions, jalapenos, oranges in apple cider vinegar. You let it in a dark, cool spot for 3 weeks to seep. Take it out, strain it, put a little bit of honey in it, put it in your fridge. It's like an old school, like your grandmother's grandmothers were doing it, you know?
Is it supposed to seep or is it supposed to steep?
You know what it's supposed to do? That.
Good point, DJ. I didn't even think of that. Just passed right by me.
I actually didn't realize it was steep till this. I was 41 years old when I realized steep.
You got to let it seep.
You got to let it seep. I think seep is actually disgusting. Like a sore.
Yeah. And oozing.
Ooh, and yeah.
Yeah. Seep. Yeah. Okay.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. You let it steep.
So I bet it's going to be delicious. I thought when you said we made our own potion, it was a special cocktail for the night.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, that's what the young kids are doing. We're making some healthy kids stay at school potion.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That sounds like it would be the most fun of the whole weekend.
It was fun.
And making some sort of a disgusting elixir. Yeah.
And then we watched Practical Magic on a blow up big screen in the backyard. Oh, it was fun. It was fun.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. There is something serious that we have to tell you about. A lot of you may already know, but we will give you the news, and I'm not just joking. It is something serious of a serious nature. We're going to end up needing your help with something on this. So please don't miss it. Hang on.
This is the It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, some very important and sad news to pass along to you as the TJ and Riggins radio family. Now, I know most people have been listening to the show for a while, but we do have a lot of people who just started listening maybe over the past few months. And just for a second, we're going to catch them up on a situation. Okay. For 30 years, this show was called the Ace and TJ Show. And Ace and I were best friends for 31 years and partners for 30 years or thereabouts. And he died 8 months ago. And his daughter had died in a car crash 5 years ago, I think. She was 21, barely 21. And a week ago today, his ex-wife, Seanette, died. They were married for 20-something years and divorced for just a few years. And now, Ace's son, Cade, who's 23, has none of his immediate family left. He is the focus of everything now, as far as my wife and I are concerned, as well as all of the friends that have grown to know him and love him through the years. We're going to help him get acclimated to living his life here without any of his family. I just wanted you to know, because it hit the internet, I guess, Friday, right after a little wake that Cade had for her. The obituary went online and people started passing it around. And I didn't want you, as the valued TJ and Riggins family, to think that we were trying to hide anything from you, or that, you know, why haven't they talked about this? Why haven't they talked about this? And, you know, make it seem like we don't value you as our family the way that we do. The reason we didn't say anything before is because Cade didn't want it public yet. So he's going through a hard time, as you can imagine. I mean, losing his whole family, his whole immediate family within 5 years, and his parents within 8 months of each other. Now, there will be some times coming up soon where we're going to give you information of how you, you know, can do a little something to, you know, raise his spirits or you know, keep him moving in the right direction and things like that. But today I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that we weren't keeping any secrets from you. I talked to Cade last night. He's perfectly fine with anything that we want to talk about on the radio as far as it's concerned. Cause I mean, he knows we're here, you know, to help him. So just keep him in your prayers if you would. All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
What is new radio?
New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh, sorry, hit another button by mistake. All clear now. All clear.
All clear for the top trending topics of the day. Well, tonight it's a big sports night. It's doubleheader Monday Night Football, and it's game five of the ALCS. So the Dodgers are set for their World Series appearance that begins on Friday. And the question is now, who will they be playing? That's either going to be the Blue Jays or the Mariners. So I don't know that people care about baseball anymore. I think it's still fun to talk about the World Series, though.
Yeah, they do. People do care about it.
Good, good. That kicks off on Friday on Fox. And is that something you tune in for, even though you don't care about either of the teams, really?
I don't plan a night around it, no. But if they're on, I'll be like, oh, I forgot the game is on.
Yeah.
Because I really, you know, I hate rooting for Seattle, you know, because it's Seattle and the city's disgusting. But they have the guy from North Carolina that's their star. He's from Cullowhee, North Carolina. They call him the Big Dumper because he's got a big butt.
oh, my
his,
God.
His name's Cal Riley.
How would you feel if your nickname was the Big Dumper?
It depends on how much merch is flying off the shelf. That's true.
The Big Dumper. Yeah, that's a great nickname.
Oh.
Lindsay, does your husband, since he played baseball, is he going to watch the World Series? Is that something he makes time for?
One of his very, very, very best friends, college roommate's brother is the pitcher. So he's on that like you wouldn't believe. He's sleeping in the guest room.
Oh, no way. OK. He's the pitcher. Oh, which pitcher for which team?
Oh, sorry. Dodgers.
OK.
I don't know much.
His brother's roommate is Shohei Ohtani.
No. Oh. One of the pitchers. Are there more than one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. A bunch
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. Well, I know this because he spent all night watching and waiting for him.
Yeah.
It like in the season, and he was injured, and then he slept in the guest room. I know because he sleeps in the guest room. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because right. it's too late for me.
Yeah. Sure. So asking if there's more than one pitcher is like going to New York and asking them where their McDonald's is. Where's y'all's McDonald's?
Listen, I know nothing. I just actually, what's funny is I just heard that there's a Thursday night football game. How long's that been going on? A
couple years. Yeah. Oh. 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Cause now I'm like, there's Monday night, there's Thursday night. He's sleeping in the guest room. I mean, he might as well just move in here, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the goal. Mm-hmm. That appears to be the goal for
him.
Can
we get a Wednesday night football game?
And then Ja Rule is set to become a grandfather, in case you wanted to feel old today. Ja Rule as a grandfather. Yikes. That's a pretty depressing factoid for you. But those are just a few things that are now trending. I want to share with you something that happened over the weekend that completely ruined my night, and I'll get to it coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I'm surprised TJ's in such a good mood. I had to watch his LSU Tigers fall to Vanderbilt on Saturday. That was tough. That was tough to see. Or are you just sort of accustomed to it? It's like a wash now.
Well, I wasn't thinking about it.
Until now.
I find that hard to believe. I know how much.
No. I mean, I wasn't. When I woke up this morning was the first time I hadn't just been mad. and disgusted. But then, you know, usually the show is an escape from the mad and disgusting things. But I'm thank you for keeping them not separated.
No problem. Well, it is a big part of your personality. Yeah. You love the LSU Tigers, but not anymore.
They're dead to me.
They were really giving that head coach a hard time on the internet.
As they should be.
Yeah.
Why is it the coach's fault, though?
Because he has all of the talented players that he needs to win a national championship, and he also has all of the money to buy those talented players. And he's making the bukus of millions of dollars. So if they're losing two games already in the season, and to the point where halfway through the season they know they don't have a chance of winning the national championship, yeah, that's not good.
But aren't the players are playing? I mean, and they're dropping the ball. I mean, not intended. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
they're not coached enough. They're not coached right. The coaches are failing the players, is what's going on.
I've just never understood.
It's just like nobody. He's an arrogant jerk, and you can tell when the teams come out on the field every week. No matter who the other team is, they've got more excitement, more spark. It looks like they want to go win for their coach. LSU's players don't look like that.
You should apply for the job.
You know what they have to get if they fire him now, you know, while his contract is still good, you know what they have to give him?
What?
I think it's like $55 million.
Oh, my.
And to walk away. Yeah.
So they wouldn't do that?
Yeah, they'll do it if they need to. Yeah.
A little bit of football talk here on the TJ Riggin Show on a Monday morning. Love to see it. Well,
with Lindsay. Football with talk Lindsay, with Lindsay.
I know. I'm like, all right. on Saturday night, I was really excited to watch Alabama-Tennessee. It was Alabama-Tennessee. So that game starts at like 7:30 or whatever, and I'm into those beers at that point. And all of a sudden, I've had probably six beers. I'm settling into the first quarter of this game. Knock on the back door. It's my neighbor. He goes, "Hey, bud, can you put on some shoes and help me real quick?" I'm like, "Put on shoes and help you? It's pitch black outside." He goes, "I got to move this Grim Reaper up to the front." He's got a 12-foot Grim Reaper in his backyard that he pulled out of storage somewhere. And now I got to put on my shoes in the middle of the night and like help him drag it to the front of the front of the house. And I'm like fighting the urge to tell him like, this is the trashiest thing I've ever been a part of. And I didn't, because he's like a really nice guy, but
is he the one who gives you eggs and stuff?
Brings me eggs. The other night he came over, knocked on my door. He said, "What are you having for dinner?" I said, "I'm making some leftovers." He goes, "No, you're not. You're having ribeyes tonight."
Oh,
like brought me over like a grilled ribeye that he'd thrown on the grill.
Does he have kids?
He doesn't have kids. He's got a wife though, and she's taking care of her mom right now. So I think he's a little lonely.
Yeah. So do you ever do anything in return for him?
I help him move a 12-foot Grim Reaper to the front yard.
There you go. Good deal. I ain't touching no Grim Reaper though.
I know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, a lot of big stuff going on. Make sure you go to tjriggins.com. Like and subscribe to all of our social medias there. You know, you can always watch the video version of this show. You can watch the video version of TJ and Jody's House podcast. That Lindsay Look is on there all the time. And then what's that other one you do, Lindsay, called something whatever?
You'll Thank Me Later.
You'll Thank Me Later. That's on there. And Riggins does a special now trending for our subscribers to tjriggins.com/Prime Plus. Okay. Now, I am also in the process within the next day or so, maybe even this afternoon, if I can get a little help, I am going to be posting from now on the video version of my political show that I do at night.
Oh, exciting.
So if you like conservative political commentary, then you will love it because it's funny and a little different than most political talk shows. If you hate conservative political talk shows, then you're really going to love it. Perfect. You're going to love hating it. And there's a direct line to me at all times where you can just write in and cuss me out anytime you want. So
don't say that.
I'm saying that, hey, if they're going to listen to it, they want to listen to it, they can. They want to watch it, pick me apart, and go, I thought they said you lost weight, fat. You know.
Yeah, don't do that. You're rude.
You said you was skinny. You ain't skinny.
Another lie from a conservative.
Hey, the camera adds 10 pounds, and that is no lie.
Yeah, he looked like he ate 10 of them.
No Kings, more like no Burger Kings. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But if you'll just go and like and subscribe to all of our social media things. My brother told me the other day he went to do that, Riggins. He couldn't figure out how. Is it hard? Or is it because he's old?
Well, yeah, it might run in the family. I don't know.
No, am I a member of that family too?
Maybe. If you want to follow us on Facebook, it's at TJ Riggins Show. We're also on YouTube. What did he have a hard time with?
He said, I've heard you say that it would help you out if people went and liked and subscribed to the social medias and that they could do it at tjriggins.com or tjritchie.com. And I went there and I couldn't find what you were talking about.
Well, the links to all of our social media are up at tjriggins.com, but that might be more clear for him. If you go like us on Facebook, subscribe to the channel on YouTube, or give us a follow on Instagram, that'd be super helpful.
Okay, so are the social medias listed on tjritchie.com as well or not?
I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I was going to say. Maybe he's going to the, even though he listens to this show too, because he's on the road all the time. He's a sales.
Yeah.
He listens to both shows and gets mad if there's a glitch and 1 hour of the show doesn't get posted or something, but. Maybe I was thinking maybe he was going to the other website and it wasn't all up there at tjritchie.com, but whatever.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. All right. Hang on. More coming up.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, I know I am about to anger a lot of people. A lot of people being women. I'm about to anger some women because they are always ready to pounce on a man. On a man. Just pouncing on men when we say the wrong thing or whatever. But I'm going to go ahead and say what I'm going to say before I even play you the clip of this this young college girl. I think she's absolutely right. That's all I got to say at this point. I think she's absolutely right because she is not so happy with college. Listen.
Nobody talks about how hard it is to do school when you know that you just want to be a stay-at-home wife with, like, a really rich husband, and there's just not a degree in that. Like, that's not offered at a lot of universities, so I had to go with elementary education, and I'm just really struggling. Like, I'm having to do my times tables all over again. I'm having to learn about, like, the scientific method, and it's just, like, not necessary for my career path, but I'm just being strong and I'm hanging in there.
Good. She's adorable. She's so cute, so pretty.
Is she pretty?
So that is a reachable goal for her easily, to find a rich husband.
Sure.
Okay. First thing, I need some backstory with her. She needs to talk to her parents if they're the ones making her go. She doesn't need to be in college away from someone.
No, here's the thing. Women used to go to college because that's where they could find a husband that was going to, since he was at college getting a degree, he would be able to have a better job to provide for her a nice life. That's why women used to go to college, the main reason.
Like what year? What are you saying used to? Like 10 years ago? Like what?
No. Like the 50s and 60s. Before the feminism came along, the women's liberation movement. That's why they would go. They would go and they would be teachers or nurses and things like that. But one of the main reasons was because that's where the successful boys were going. Mm. They were going to be at college, and then you could find a husband that way.
Mm. I went for one thing, baby, and it was the parties.
It all changed where, you know, it used to be the majority of people found the person that they wanted to marry while they met them at college. But you know, you hooked your, line on a guy that you went to college and got your degree, and he didn't even come along until you had already graduated from college.
Yeah.
And so you missed out on a lot of years of being a stay at home mom that you could have been actually, you know, living a good life when you were living the life of a club rat.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been living if you would have met him sooner in college.
I mean, you're not wrong. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was eating ramen because I wanted to go to the club every night, you know, but I had a damn fun time.
Right. But what did it get you? It gave you a life that you're going to try to hide from your kids.
No. Well, yeah.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is community. In ACE's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ACE to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh. Show is just zipping by today. Zipping by on a Monday.
We love zipping by on a Monday, don't we? Mm-hmm. Make sure you go watch the show on YouTube. You see how skinny TJ looks. It's very annoying. At first, I was like super happy for you. Now it's just really obnoxious. I can't stand it. I wish you'd be fat again. What can I say? Sorry.
I will be. Don't worry.
I'll say that.
But he does look good at TJ Riggins TV if you want to go check that out. So the World Series starts on Friday. It's going to be the Dodgers, and we're waiting to find out if it's going to be the Blue Jays or the Mariners. So you have that to look forward to later this week. Tonight is a doubleheader on Monday Night Football if you're interested. But today, more importantly, is National Chicken and Waffles Day. Mm. National Chicken and Waffles Day, one of the hottest menu items in the last 25 years. To make its way onto popular chains' menus. But TJ is not a fan. Lindsay, I don't know if you know that. TJ is not a fan of chicken and waffles. And why are you not?
I just don't think they go together. And I think that it became a trend. And you know how I am about trends. People just jumping on things just because it's popular and all that. But I don't want syrup on my chicken. I love waffles. I love them separately. Two of my very favorite dishes separately. But yeah, I don't have any desire to have syrup on my chicken.
But you do love a sweet and salty, just not that combination.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I look at if fried chicken is good, then there's nothing that's going to improve it. And putting syrup on it is just going to, I don't need that much of a balance.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not dipping potato chips in ice cream, you know.
It's not bad.
I know my uncle does it, but
get out. Do it.
old fashioned Ruffles and dips it into homemade ice cream.
It's that sweet and salty. It's like the French fries and the Wendy's Frosty, you know, that became so popular. Similar.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like a salted caramel that much either. Mm. One, because I'm a man. I'm a man. Yeah. And that's more of a women taste thing.
True.
Speaking of a woman taste, I was in Starbucks over the weekend. A guy was in front of me. He bought like 3 cake pops. And I thought, that's a bold move. You're in there by yourself just buying cake pops.
Oh, you know it was for kids, right? Or was it for him?
He was in there by himself. He only got one coffee and it was a black coffee. So I was assuming it wasn't for his wife. And he was like, and three of those, I forget what they were. He was like, three little cake pops. And
went, raccoons.
Yeah, that's something like that.
Doing now.
God bless you, my man.
He's hiding in the car.
Yeah, very possibly. Very possibly. And then in other food news, Jack in the Box is selling Del Taco. I didn't know they owned that, but they're selling it for $125 million just 3 years after they purchased it for almost half a billion dollars. So they're losing about $450 million on the Del Taco sale. TJ, you spent time in California. That's like the West Coast Taco Bell, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is delicious, but it explains why the regular little soft hard shell tacos at Jack in the Box are so good. Mm. The same company. Yeah.
I never put that together. Those are really good too. And a lot of people don't want to talk about how good they are. So
no, but they are. They're delicious.
They're awesome. They're awesome. Well, a lot of things happening in small towns around the country, especially during festival season. There was one festival that just wrapped up that I cannot wait to fill you in on coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
The super duper charged TJ and Regan Show. With Lindsay. And even Tech B Rob is here today. Somewhere lurking.
I'm here.
He lurking in the urban. Got it jerking.
We do have Rob on. He doesn't have his camera on, but you can hear him on the show. I would love to for him to turn that camera on every once in a while. Just to check in. You know, I like seeing what Rob is up to all the time.
Yeah.
But if
I'll let you see me in just a little bit here.
Okay, great. That's something to look forward to then later in the show.
He's got to freshen up.
Yeah. Well, if you spent any time on social media over the weekend, you know that in our area of Charlotte, North Carolina, the Liver Mush Festival just took place over the weekend in Shelby, North Carolina, which is in Gaston County. And the Liver Mush Festival brings in people from all over the world to try this Southern delicacy. And at the Liver Mush Festival, they have, you know, bake-offs, cook-offs, things like that. But they also have a liver mush eating competition. Some guy, the winner, ate 10 liver mush sandwiches in 3 minutes. So a pretty impressive feat. And if you've never had liver mush, it's not the most visually appetizing thing, but a lot of Southerners, especially in our area, love it. Now, the Southeasterners. Mm. Exactly. Now, Louisiana is known for their fall festivals. Was there an odd festival that might shock the rest of the world? I mean, I think the Liver Mush Festival is pretty bizarre, but I'm sure there's something in Louisiana that could top that.
There are so many Louisiana festivals. One is called the Polk Salad Festival. Most of the festivals in Louisiana are like this. They're around food. The Couchon Delay Festival, the one that Ace and I have told you all about for years. Couchon Delay means suckling pig. And when the festival starts on Friday in the afternoon, they hang up all of these dressed pigs down this huge tunnel and they build a giant fire that goes all the way through it. And those pigs sit on those racks and they smoke for the whole weekend. Hmm. And then they have games and all this stuff and for the rest of a lot of drinking and street dances and all of that. And then the end of the festival on Sunday, they cut down all of the Couchon Delay suckling pigs that have been smoking all weekend. And then they serve it up. That's what the people eat.
Now, does that sound fun to you? Like, would you want to take part in that? Or is that not part of your life anymore?
Oh, I would love it.
You would?
I love it. Yeah, it's fun. Okay. It is fun. Then they have a little competition for the kids where they put the kids in this little fenced in area and then they let a baby pig out and the kid that catches the baby pig gets to keep it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you got the referee out there judging everything and on. So when the kid catches the pig, then he runs over, grabs the pig, and then puts it in a sack, like a potato sack kind of thing, and then hands it to the kid's dad. And then they take it and raise it, and the kid has a new pet.
What if he hurts it? Like, yeah, by accident, they're wrestling, trying to get this pit. The big, like,
little kids, little kids, like your daughter's age, and like maybe till first grade or second graders. Yeah, they're not rough.
I don't like it.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, and they get a new pet.
Yeah,
to eat one day. You're saying
you're splitting pig hairs here, Lynn. Well,
yeah, all right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Regan Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hello, hello. There's something that made the national news that happened on the beach in Florida, the exact beach that I used to go to before COVID. And the reason that I went before COVID is because during COVID, all of the cruise lines shut down, and this place in Florida, everything in Florida stayed open because of Governor Ron DeSantis and not falling for the propaganda. So these people got their cruises canceled, and they had to figure out where they could go for vacation. And then they migrated into Florida, and now they got there and they're like, why were we not here before? You know, and so it's overrun with cruise people now. Mm-hmm. Thus, the reason it used to be where we would go on the vacation.
And I can attest, I was there during COVID. You are correct, sir.
So anyway, these people got arrested. This couple, they have three kids. Two a little bit older kids, and then one tiny baby. So the reason they were arrested is because the family members that can walk went on a long walk and left their baby in that tent taking a nap on the beach.
What?
Just took off walking for over an hour. And the people around them, we're like, should we call the police? Where they just left? You don't walk away from a little baby like that unless you're just right outside the tent watching the door of it. You don't even walk into the water to go wade out there and pee if you've got a little baby up on the beach in a tent. Mm-mm. So this is Miramar Beach, Florida. And, the couple was stunned that they were in trouble. We just, that time got away from us. We didn't realize what time it was.
Okay.
It was an hour. You walked an hour away from your tent on the beach. You know how long you're gone.
It's terrible. They need to be put in jail for the rest of their life.
So maybe they're looking at it like, it's the third kid. We don't have to be so on top helicopter parents, you know, kind of thing. But you don't leave a baby unattended at a beach
anywhere, but especially a beach. Yeah. How old was it? Did it say how old the baby, like, it wasn't walking, right?
It's an infant.
Okay. Infant. Cause I'm just picturing it like walking into the, I didn't know if it was, you know, able to walk to the water, but that I can't, not to mention, okay, getting kidnapped, heat exhaustion, but also drowning. Like, I can name a thousand things.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the story. Here it is. I'll tell you exactly. Oh, well, let's see. 6 months.
Okay.
Six months old.
So possibly could crawl.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yikes. Yikes.
But, you know, I look at it like this. That's what they get for going to the beach without me. I would have babysat all day. Yeah. Be on the beach.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, did I hear you say, Riggins, that Lindsay's husband commented on some of our social media stuff? Like, he was tired of her, I guess.
He actually DM'd us on Friday night, and he sent us a meme that showed a guy laying down in front of a riding lawnmower. And the caption of this video was, when your wife tells you not to plan anything for a Saturday because you've got two kids' birthday parties to attend. And it's just this guy laying down, like face down in the yard, as this riding lawnmower comes right for him, like he's about to get chopped up by a lawnmower.
Yeah.
And he said, this is my life. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, man, you're a good sport. You're a good sport about it, though.
Yeah.
You know what that tells me is that he finds, you know, a little bit of support from us, Riggins.
Yeah, sure.
I think so. And I was gassing him up, too. I was like, absolutely, man. You're a good sport, though. She's got, that's just the way she is. She's got a lot of friends.
That's the way she is.
Yeah.
That's just the way I am.
Lindsay's probably like, thank God TJ wasn't the one responding to him. We'd be headed for divorce.
Oh, I knew there'd be something coming out of it. Funny.
Yeah, and I would go, Kyle, now tell me again why you're still with her.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
So how was the mall thing yesterday?
Good. Really good.
Busy.
It was open to the public. It was one of those. Yeah.
Not a private event?
No, so busy, busier than like their Christmas and their Easter parties. But all in all, it was great.
And did he like it? Did Kyle like it?
He did. He did. The deal was that our friend that runs the mall put the Bears game on the big screen for him. And she did. She came through. I was doubtful because like who wants to watch the Bears game, you know? But she did. So.
And I'm surprised that he even got to watch it because I thought that the reason he was going was to deal with the kids.
Oh, no, he did. He was standing at the playground, turning his head. You would have thought he was looking at something crazy. He was watching the game, watching the kids, watching the game.
And what were you doing?
Either kid, whatever. We had one, you know, one and one. I was painting pumpkins with my three-year-old that took like 85. I'm like, you get one. He's like, one more, just one more.
No, you were drinking pumpkin martinis is what you were doing. We know.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is apps.
And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey. Look at this. Tech D Rob is on for this edition of Now Pending.
I'm here.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, go ahead.
At TJ Riggins TV, if you want to see Rob on the show, a rare treat, I'll be honest, because Rob doesn't appear with us very often. And boy, he knows how to bring in the excitement. I will say that. I'll leave it there. Rob's an exciting man. I love him. Taylor Swift, one of the top trending topics. The Kansas City Chiefs played yesterday. She showed up at the game. And apparently one of the hot spots in Kansas City is to go to Travis Kelce's steakhouse afterward.
I don't picture him having like a nice steakhouse, does he?
I think it's pretty upscale. That's where Taylor Swift, you might catch a sighting. And that's what happened. She showed up and was sitting down at patrons' tables, and they are just like overjoyed that they're just eating dinner. And all of a sudden Taylor Swift wants to come sit at their table with them. So,
yeah. You know what that means?
What does it mean, TJ? It
means they're just engaged, and before they're even married, she's already going in and trying to take over his business.
That's it.
That's it. You think he's annoyed by that, or is he still too like goo goo gaga over her?
I don't know what he is. He's got a lot of money himself to where he wouldn't really need her money, but I think a lot of it is they probably both love the attention of being the it couple of celebrities right now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fame.
You think he's getting a little taste of that and he's like, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah. And he may even be pumped up by the response of it to think that he really, really does love her that much. But he may be to the point where it's all artificial and he can't tell the difference between artificial and real.
Put them in Podunk, wherever, not celebrities, would they mesh and would they work out? Probably not.
No.
You know?
No, I wouldn't think so. If he lives a normal Travis Kelce life without being the celebrity football player, they would not work out. I mean, how many weeks a year would he be on the road with the carnival? Probably 40.
At least.
You can't set up a good relationship like that. You know, that's why carnies don't have good relationships. They're always on the go.
Always. It's work life.
I love you've just compared one of the greatest football players of our modern time to a carny. That is the power and the impressiveness of TJ.
But we were in the hypothetical of if he weren't a famous football player.
Yeah.
That's just what I picture him doing.
No doubt about it. Well, the Chiefs are in the news for another reason, and we'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, it's always entertaining for people when you just sit and make silly faces into the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a silly face. It's fun to do. The Chiefs are in the news. The Kansas City Chiefs, they've got a star wide receiver. He scored 2 touchdowns, but it's the first time he's played a game in, I think, over a year. His name is Rashee Rice. He was awaiting a 6-game suspension because he's facing 2 felonies. He was convicted of doing an illegal street race in Dallas, Texas, where he was racing one of his own cars and injured 4 people because he wrecked his car.
What?
So last season he had an injury, couldn't play very much. And this season he had to sit out 6 games and he was sentenced to 30 days in jail that he hasn't had to serve yet. He can do that anytime during his probation. But when I heard this guy's name, I said, is he related to Jerry Rice? Do you know anybody with the last name of Rice?
Yeah, there is another Rice named Simeon Rice.
Simeon Rice.
And I think that's Jerry Rice's son.
Okay. Well, Rashee Rice is not related to Jerry Rice. He's also not related to Condoleezza Rice. Mm. And now I'm starting to think, like, all these Rice people, I didn't know a single person growing up with the last name of Rice.
I did. Or,
did you?
Yeah.
You
did? No, wait, no. His name was Grice.
Grice, okay.
Oh, Grice, yeah, not Rice.
Do you know any famous people with food in their name?
No.
I know a lot of, I am what is called in the Jewish community as a righteous Gentile. And I know there's a lot of Jewish people with the word burger in their name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Burger. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I was thinking. There's burgers in parts of the name, yeah. But it's tough to really nail down a famous person with a food as a last name. There are a handful that I had to look up, and one of them is going to hit you right between the eyes. Lindsay, can you think of any?
No.
Kevin Bacon.
Okay. Oh. Duh. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that his real name though?
I don't know.
Is that his given name?
I didn't check, but
that's a good one. Yeah.
That's probably the most famous one.
Yeah.
There is a close runner up though. And TJ, I'm surprised you haven't gotten this one. That would be a Halle Berry.
Oh, okay. Berry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry. And then if you want to, you're going to have to get sort of obscure after this. Fiona Apple.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Brie Larson. Brie, you know, the cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nina Cherry.
There okay. you go. And singer. And Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Strawberry.
That's a good last name.
I have Lindsay Potato.
Yeah, let's go. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.